Someone's happy this morning, for some reason or other. Chirping their wee heads off. It's either Mr. or Mrs. Wren. The first song you heard was when it was singing its sweet song. And this one you hear now is its warning chirp. Anyway, we'll leave them alone. It's Monday the 17th of September. Very cool and fresh this morning. I have my hot cup of tea and the other hand, and this morning I'm taking a wee stroll round the front of the house to where my pond is. Check on the guys, see how they're doing, and also, as I do every morning and throughout the day, check the temperatures, your temperatures that is, and the barometer, and the barometer is reading 29.05, good chance of rain today, and the current air temperature is 9 degrees, and the overnight cold, or the overnight low, was 9 degrees. Reset. Talking about reset, or at least thinking about reset, it's like Monday mornings, that reset us all to our weekly or working week life. And you know, it's funny that even 5 years down the line of retiring, I still see Monday mornings as the start of the working week, and it should just be another day in my 7 day weekly life. But old habits die hard, and the last few years that I spent running my own business, where I would be up before 6 in the morning and never sure when I'd be home, and very often working Saturdays, always refusing to work Sundays unless it was a particular task that could only be done on a Sunday. The Monday mornings when they came along were always hard. They were always the hard mornings to get up out of bed. Once you kick-started the week, the rest of the rises throughout the working week just came. You got up, you got on with things. Monday is always a hard day. So there you reset the relaxation and hopefully enjoyment of the weekend with family and friends, and button yourself up mentally for the next few days till the weekend comes again. And I don't know why I still see Mondays as that day, that button yourself up day. I suppose old habits die hard. And when you think that we are the only creatures on this earth that have Mondays, wouldn't it be great if we didn't have Mondays, or any days that were like Mondays? Every day was just a new adventure. Whether it was a working day, or a weekend day, or a rest day, or a holiday. If, like the other, all of the other creatures on this earth didn't know what another day was, it was just the next day. It was just get up and go on with things. And why should there be any difference? Yes, I know many of us don't wish to go to work, but if we had that, if we were never given that understanding about Mondays, if we were, no matter how educated and clever, and I put that in parenthesis, intelligent and clever, with question mark following, if, like the other nature's creatures, we never, out of all of that, experienced any day being different from another, it was just another day, and you'd either work that day, or be not working that day, or you'd be doing something, but no Mondays, just another day to enjoy life, to get on with life, even if you're not enjoying your work, to plan when you come home for work, just like the seals that go out in the morning and fill their bellies through the day and come back and bask at the end of the day, digest all that lovely fish. If we could go out and digest our working days with the thought and the knowledge that we would come back the end of that day and relax and unwind and be with friends and family, or even with our telly, but no different days, then we would never have Mondays again. We'd never have that feeling of doom and gloom and trepidation for the coming week. I guess we'll never get out of that. It's now instilled. And the only time that I can remember, I never had Mondays, apart from being a kid, because kids don't have Mondays, was way back many years when I worked shifts, four on, four off. There were no Mondays then, there were just the one day back, whenever that day was, but still a Monday feeling, even if it was a Thursday. So, for all the people who are experiencing that Monday morning feeling this morning, just try to see it as a long day and it will finish on Friday. And it'll just be the long working day before the relaxing 2 days. There you go. One long working day, two chill out days.